Three, two, one. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Can I ask what your names are?
I'm Yaisa. This is Ray, the third.
My name is Quentin Reynolds Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Miles Walker.
Hi. What's your name?
Nevaeh.
So how long have you lived in Oakland?
I moved to Oakland when I was like 6 months. 6 months from Louisiana. And I've been here ever since.
So how long has that been?
The lady never tells her age.
You can give us just a general decade.
About 3 decades.
All right. So what part of Oakland have you lived in?
East Oakland.
East Oakland. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So who are you? How would you describe yourself?
As a group or individual?
We can do it individually going around the table.
Okay. I would describe myself as an outgoing individual,
mm-hmm.
Strong-minded, strong-spirited,
mm-hmm.
helpful, and kind.
I would say outgoing, open-minded, creative. It's pretty, athletic.
I would say athletic, creative. I have my own style.
And what is that style?
Like, I don't wear the same clothes that other people wear. Like, I don't like looking like everybody else.
You have the same pants on.
So how did you arrive to where you are? Oh, yes.
Smart. Okay, that's it.
So how did you arrive to where you are?
Meaning
in terms of career or where you live or who you are as a person.
Okay, so where my career, I'm a legal secretary, and originally I wanted to be an attorney, but I changed my mind. So, and I realized that by changing my mind,
mm-hmm.
I am an attorney. I just don't go to court because the legal secretaries do everything except for go to court. So I'm kind of glad I did that, so I know the ins and outs. So if I do decide to run an office, an attorney or anything, I know how to do it from the inside out.
Oh, fantastic. What about you?
I would say sports got me to the person who I am now. Looking at examples and people like in sports now, how they got to where they are now, that pretty much made me want to do what I do, like in sports and stuff.
Basketball. And sport. And my family.
Okay. And what about you?
For me, I see other people be successful, so I want to be successful also. And school. Without school, I think I wouldn't even be in this situation right now.
So these days, people have been talking about gentrification, especially in West Oakland. And I want to know, what does gentrification mean to you?
To me, gentrification means, it kind of almost means a distilling of a dream. Because the people in the community in Oakland, it has an entrepreneur spirit. I really feel an entrepreneur spirit in Oakland. I've always felt that way. So when I see the empty buildings and I see that Oakland has so much potential, it hurts me, you know, when we come to the subject of gentrification, because we haven't really been able to given a chance to see what Oakland can do with, you know, the right mindset. So to me, gentrification is kind of like a stealing of a dream, and I don't think it's fair, and I don't think it's okay.
And having children, what do you think that means for their dreams?
I raise my kids to kind of be chameleons, to kind of be able to adapt anywhere. But when you want to settle in a place where you call home, you know, it kind of is an unfair advantage there. So you can't really express your creativity in the place where you want to express your creativity. You know, when you're creative, you have to have a certain space. You have to feel comfortable. You have to be in a balance. And if Oakland makes certain people balanced and that's taken away from them, then that's not fair, because everybody should have a fair chance at any dream that, you know, it could be from, you know, giving back to the community with the kids, painting on the walls. It doesn't matter. So when you have gentrification, you can't really... You don't feel settled. You really don't feel at ease, and you really don't feel like you can call a certain place home.
Yeah. And would you agree with your mother on that respect?
So I agree on the same thing. Like, we don't, like what she said, you can't settle on things because you don't have that ability or power to, like, say what you have to say about the situation because of color or the person you are or community and society, period.
What do you think?
I agree with my mom.
We can just give back. And it's like, to me, this old life, we're the giving back.
Yeah. It might be tough to understand gentrification at that young of an age. But something that we all understand is why we love our community. Why do you love your community?
I love my community because we are original. We are, even though we are eclectic, we are original. A lot of things originate out of Oakland that are not talked about, especially, you know, the positive things. It may be some hits and misses here and there, but, you know, a lot of things that come out of Oakland that influence the entire world were based here in Oakland, and we don't get credit for that. Instead, I see people, when it comes to gentrification, they see the potential, and they come, and they, instead of partaking in it and learning from it and taking it back to where they came from, they come and they want to overtake it. That's not how you do things. You know, you don't come into a community, into a place, and just take. Because life is about give and take. It's about sharing. It's about balance. So, you know, that's what I feel about.
And from a youth perspective, what do you think is great about this community?
What's great about this community is that a lot of kids, they stay in school, and other people that's from Oakland that's successful, they try to help out the community, like Marshawn Lynch and Damian Lillard.
Any other things about the community that make it great?
Things that make the community great is the fact that we can come together as one and be something strong and, like, help others who don't have the same abilities that we do as a human, and, like, we can, yeah, just us coming together as a community as one, just strong.
So there is strength in the community, but sometimes there are struggles. So how has Oakland impacted your life?
Oakland has made me a stronger person, mm-hmm. as on the good side, and, you know, seeing some bad things as well. But overall, it's given me inner strength. It's given me ways that I come up with to endure, to maneuver through certain things, and even though it's not, it hasn't always been good, you know, community-wise, but that's everywhere, you know, so it's not just here in Oakland, how sometimes it can be portrayed, Oakland can be portrayed to be bad, but a lot of good comes from the struggle. So it's made me a very strong person and a more appreciative person of my surroundings.
And from a youth perspective, you know, again, how has Oakland impacted you?
Oakland, like, it impacted me to make the certain decisions I make, like, not let the struggles take me over, mm-hmm. instead of letting the struggles take me over, overcome those struggles and surpass those struggles by being successful and looking back on the struggles that, when I'm successful, I can look back on the struggles that Oakland has had, and I can use that as a motivator to motivate me to be successful.
I also agree with my brother, because Because, like, if you look back to the past and you had, like, a bad past, then you, like, probably be all down and depressed and stuff. So I try to look forward and keep trying to follow my dreams.
And so is there anything you would change about your community to either improve it or just something that you see that's wrong that you want to fix?
I would say the family structure here around in Oakland, it needs to be stronger in every household, because since we are one, everybody has a different quality and a gift that they can bring. And if the family structure is stronger, then those good qualities will shine more. But it really starts with the family structure. As I will say again, everywhere. But based on my views and in what I see in Oakland in my community, the family structure has to become the foundation of where everything starts. Must be stronger. It has to be stronger. And it'll help the parents, the children, the grandchildren. Everybody will benefit from a strong family foundation. That's the
And I see that around this table. It's great that you have your family here and having all of these different perspectives. And what do you all hope for your future?
For my future, I hope to one main goal that I have is to feel joy. It's one thing to be happy, but it's another thing to feel joy. It's a totally different feeling. It's a totally different high. And that's my goal, is for myself and my children to feel joy, that no matter what comes, no matter what goes, is to keep that smile on your face, you know?
My main goal is to be successful and get rich so I can help my family members out, especially my mom and my dad, because they've been there all my life. And yeah, I just want to help my family out and give back what they gave me.
What do you hope for your future?
Everything.
Everything? Hopefully part of that is joy, too. And what about you?
I just hope, for my goal, I just want to see everyone be happy, be successful, and be able to help anyone, no matter who they are.
Do you see yourself living in Oakland in the next 10 to 20 years?
Do I see myself in Oakland in there? 10 years, yes. The next 10 years, I do. I see myself in Oakland. I still see the potential, and you know, whatever I can do to bring that potential out, talking to a kid, giving somebody a hug, a ride, whatever that I can do, you know, for the next 10 years. But then I also, you know, when my kids get grown, I'm going to take a vacation.
So I know you didn't bring a photo, but the photo was meant to signify what Oakland means to you. And I want to know, what does Oakland mean to you?
To me, Oakland means pride, not the selfish pride, but the pride of who you are, what you stand for, no matter what, that your core does not change. So to me, Oakland is pride, and it's a pride that's solidified, that does not move, it does not shake. It is what it is. That's what Oakland means to me.
That's really powerful. Do you feel that same pride?
Yeah, I feel the same way that my mom feels about how Oakland, the pride and not the good pride, and not, like, Oakland's not selfish. Like, we're open.
I agree also. We help others.
Thank you so much for taking the time out today. Is there anything else that you think is important that we should say about Oakland? Oh, yes?
We have a pretty world.
Okay. We can't hear you.
Sorry. How would that benefit? You
know, having you said. I forgot my question. That's fine. Thank you so much for coming out today.
Thank you.